Dirt racing on traditional television. It's something that hasn't happened that much, but what are the reasons why? We'll dive in today and talk about the challenges, recent comments about it from a key racing figure, and even some rumors. Let's go. It's Monday, April 1st. I'm Justin Fiedler. This is Dirt Tracker Daily presented by Kubota Genuine Parts. A quick note right off the top here. This show was pre-recorded, so if anything crazy happened over the weekend, we will cover it on the Tuesday Daily Show. I just don't want you guys to think I'm ignoring something big that may have happened. And also, no April Fool's jokes here. I don't play that game, so you don't have to worry about that with me. If you haven't had a chance yet, don't forget that Dirt Tracker t-shirts are back in stock at shop.dirttracker.com. This new design is 100% cotton. The color is called Heavy Metal, and they feature the Your Daily Dose of Dirt art and the Established Year. It's pretty wild to think we've been doing Dirt Tracker since 2019 already. If you ordered a shirt over the weekend, everything will get shipped later today, or if you haven't grabbed one yet, grab one now with a sticker, and I'll get them out to you as soon as possible. Browse the merch store anytime over at shop.dirttracker.com. The topic I wanted to dive into today is something that I don't think we've really talked much about in the history of The Daily Show, and that's dirt racing on television. I actually went back and looked. I have the ability to search my past show scripts, and I couldn't really find any episodes where we had really gotten kind of deep into this. As we think about ways to grow the sport of dirt racing, you always get comments from fans about television. Why doesn't ESPN or Fox Sports or insert your favorite channel here make a move to get dirt racing on their channels? It's a conversation that's been happening for many years at this point, maybe even decades. What got me thinking about all of this here in the last few weeks were recent comments from one of Dirt Racing's main players on a podcast. If you might remember from a few weeks ago, World Racing Group CEO Brian Carter was on the Dale Jr. Download with Kelly Earnhardt Miller and her Business of Motorsports series. One of the topics they discussed was live streaming, obviously specifically around Dirt Vision, which is owned by WRG. They talked about why streaming was so important to WRG's business, the World of Outlaws, and their other racing properties. One of the things that stood out to me in that interview was Carter talking about how streaming allows them to adapt the broadcast to the racing instead of adapting the racing to the broadcast, which is what needs to happen for traditional television. And what he really means by that is two things. First is the live product. Any television broadcast, even live, has to fit into certain windows. Dirt racing just not conducive to those types of constraints. Track work, cautions, extra divisions, weather, whatever it is, they're all factors that can slow down a race program. Motorsports like NASCAR and Formula One, under a lot of circumstances, fit much better into those windows because there are just far fewer variables. And the unpredictability of a race night is just one of the problems here. Another is the cost of production. Camera people, trucks, producers, satellite feeds, etc., 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 are all incredibly costly. It can cost tens of thousands of dollars to produce just a single live event. So if we forego live television to try and save some money and instead go for tape delayed or pre-recorded, you still have challenges. Obviously, tape delayed means racing won't hit the airwaves until well after it's over, and we've seen this model used in recent years. The Outlaws have been on the CBS Sports Network, Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series is on MAV TV. But often races don't show until weeks or months later, and what you get is a 6-hour race night condensed down into a 1-hour time slot. So that doesn't mean 60 minutes of action, it's actually much less with the commercial breaks. You might get a shot of the quick timer, a few heat race highlights, and then you dive into the main events for the night. So again, you're adapting the on-track product for the broadcast platform. Not a great experience, especially for dirt racing purists. And over the years, especially all the way back to the Ted Johnson days and to Boundless and later the transition to World Racing Group, TV has been tried on several occasions. There was the Outdoor Channel deal and live broadcasts on Speed Channel, Speed Vision, among other things. When Jeremy Elliott interviewed Carter for his weekly Sprint Car Unlimited deep dive show on YouTube back in January, one of the mistakes Carter alluded to that he had made as CEO of World Racing Group was spending too much money over the years trying to be on television. He said WRG spent tens of millions of dollars on productions and fees to try and make it happen. It was an investment that just never brought back any sort of meaningful return, whether that was audience or added marketing and sponsorship dollars. The much more recent transition to streaming, though, has become a significant revenue driver, not only for WRG, but for dirt racing as a whole. We've obviously documented a lot of that here. So will we ever see a proliferation of dirt racing on more traditional TV networks? I'd say the answer is likely no. As I mentioned a little bit ago, we've seen Skyder World of Outlaws events on CBS Sports Network in recent years and the Lucas Late models on MAV-TV. But there's some important things to understand here about those deals. First, MAV-TV is owned by the Lucas Oil Company, which also owns the Late Model series. The barrier to entry there is a lot smaller when your parent company has its own TV channel and its own production. But don't forget that Lucas and MAV-TV shed much of their production of those Lucas races when they swapped to the Flow Racing deal a few years ago. The Lucas Oil Company owns one of the key dirt racing series and their own TV channel, and they couldn't make the economics work in their favor. The TV schedule for Lucas and MAV in 2024 will be Flow broadcasts that are repackaged for TV, with 13 events on the slate and most airing at least a week later. As for the Outlaws on CBS, World Racing Group pays for that airtime. They have to produce the races on their own, and then on top of that, pay for the time slots. Unlike the mega deals we hear about for NASCAR and more traditional stick and ball sports, there's no TV money flowing into dirt racing. And as we work through the last several months with the rise of High Limit, one of the rumors that's gone around is that there have been discussions with Fox Sports about putting High Limit races on FS1. If you remember back to 2023, Flow Racing produced the Dirt documentary series around Kyle Larson, and that eventually made its way to FS1. So there are already connections here between the sides of, you know, kind of Flow, High Limit, and Fox Sports. But would this be a situation where High Limit could earn TV rights fees for their events like NASCAR or IndyCar do? I think that's highly unlikely given the current climate. High Limit might eventually get some TV time, but they would have to pay for it like World Racing Group does with CBS. And if you think that sounds incorrect or crazy, even with somebody like Kyle Larson attached, consider this. Even the NHRA doesn't earn rights fees for their events. The NHRA has been on television regularly for years, including live action, but even they pay for their deal with FS1. Recent pieces in AutoWeek point towards the NHRA being hopeful that they can get the money flowing in the other direction for the next deal, but it's not guaranteed. So if a series like the NHRA, with big-time manufacturer support, corporate sponsorships, they've got massive crowds and an existing place on TV, if they don't earn money from their broadcast deal, I think dirt racing series like High Limit or the Outlaws shouldn't be hopeful. Even with as strong as the sport looks at the moment, those of us who are deep in it often forget how small it really is. Dirt racing is a small niche inside of motorsports, which is already a niche in and of itself. NASCAR is massive compared to dirt racing, and yet it is dwarfed by leagues like the NFL and the NBA. In saying all of this, I'm not trying to be negative or shoot down the hopes for TV deals. I just think we need to be realistic about what's possible and also not overlook the current situation we're in. I know streaming isn't cheap, but there has never been a time like this in dirt racing where you can open an app on your phone, your TV, your computer, and watch dirt races almost every night of the week during certain stretches. Streaming is still very much a new thing and the ground continues to move and shift, but we have it pretty good right now. Traditional television is a pipe dream and something that we shouldn't allow ourselves to be distracted by and something maybe we don't even want. There's still a lot to learn and improve with the streaming product, but as Brian Carter talked about, it allows for the series like The Outlaws, like High Limit, Lucas, etc., to not be constrained by the broadcast and instead make the streaming fit the racing. Now, that's it for the Daily Show today. We'll be back tomorrow to talk all of the current events. Hope you guys have a great Monday out there. We'll see you right back here tomorrow.